What's up? It's Min, and this is the Quality Under Pressure podcast. And a quick little opening today, because I don't really have anything to tease for next week, because I think I'm going to take a few weeks off from podcasting. I've been busy with all sorts of other things, so I need the time that it takes to record an episode, edit an episode, and share the episode, and reallocate that time to other parts of my life so I can squash the anxiety of a growing to-do list. So I'll start recording again sometime in mid-February, and hopefully we'll have weekly episodes again sometime late February or early March. I still need to wrap up my project idea on election 2016, where we revisit the night Trump was elected. I have one episode already recorded for that, and I want to do one more on that topic. So hopefully I'll have time for that when I return from my little break. Today, we speak with Beth Gibbs, who is the senior editor of the PodMN app and a host on the Totes Recall podcast. Let's start with PodMN. It's this cool app that you listen to podcasts on, but it has this Minnesota twist to it. And what I mean by that is the app will have podcasts relevant to Minnesotans on the front page when you open the app. So, for example, when the Vikings were in the playoffs, you'd open the app and you'd have curated Vikings content right on the front. If there's a big Prince week, don't be surprised to see a bunch of podcasts about Prince and music. But I think the coolest thing about PodMN is that you can win prizes just for listening to podcasts. We also talk about Beth's podcast, the Totes Recall podcast, but she does a really good job of setting the premise of that up early on in the episode, so I won't do it again right here. Also, there's a little inside joke at the start of the podcast because we started recording, or before we started recording, Beth called Dean Dale, so we joke about that a little bit. So I hope you enjoyed this episode with Beth. I liked having her on because she's into improv, so, you know, she's quick. And I guess I'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Welcome to the Quality Under Pressure podcast, a podcast that reminds you that a conversation is still a beautiful thing. My name is Min, joined by Dawson and Dale. And today we are speaking with Beth from PodMN and the Totes Recall podcast. Thanks for coming on, Beth.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, Dean.
Thanks for having me.
So, I think the topic of the day is, I mean, I called you Dawson, though.
Yeah, no, but you gave Dean a special shout. It's fine.
I mean, you know, you heard the inside joke before we started recording.
I'm so sorry.
Nah, don't be sorry.
I have to apologize on air.
Now Dale gets more attention.
I have to apologize on air, too. But the topic of the day today will be, I think, podcasting at large. Mm-hmm. But we want to specifically talk about the PodMN app, which I think is great. What is your role there again?
I'm the senior editor of PodMN.
Okay, and we'll dig into that a little bit more. And then you're a host on your own podcast.
I am.
Called Totes Recall.
That's correct.
Can you set that up quickly?
Sure. So it's me and three friends, and we talk about movies that we saw a long time ago. We don't remember well. We have terrible memories. So the first half, we try to remember everything we can about what happens, and it usually goes off the rails pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then we pause the recording, we watch the movie, and eat pizza, which is part of the show.
Yeah, excellent.
And then in the second half, we come back and talk about how wrong we were and if the movie holds up and all that kind of fun
stuff. So the
show,
like, is you guys produce it linearly, just in that
order.
Yeah,
it's like almost a 6-hour day. So it's a monthly podcast.
Yep. Oh, okay, it's monthly. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not... So we're not spending 6 hours every week making the show.
Sure. Yeah. I was going to ask more questions, but we'll save it for when we actually talk about it and put you through the speed round right now.
All right.
All right. Here we go. I ask the questions and you answer them as quick as you can.
Oh, jeez.
Hence lightning. It's very serious. We're going to start.
You're giving yourself a lot of power right now. I ask the questions. You answer. It's fast.
It's intimidating, I got to say.
But that's part of the joke.
Because you're a weak man. Acting strong. Ask the question.
Well, you ask. She can ask her own. No, ask your own questions. All right. Finish this sentence. 2020 is the year that the world.
Oh. Gets better. Hopefully.
Yeah. There we go. Would you consider yourself a morning person or a night person?
Night person.
All right. Do you like white or wheat bread?
Wheat bread.
Sorry, my voice like trailed off there.
It cracked even?
It like faded out. I think it's because I'm still fighting off this month.
Puberty?
Illness. Yeah. That's it.
Fighting off puberty.
Come on, man. I'm big and powerful. what's your favorite junk food?
Ice cream.
Excellent.
Vanilla?
No, chocolate.
Oh. Oh,
she's not
man.
Boring.
You should have picked a different flavor.
Oh, no.
Let's see here. What's one person that you would love to meet?
Paul F. Tompkins.
All right.
Nice.
Let's see here. Would you rather be able to talk three different languages or talk to animals?
Three different languages.
Three languages.
Yeah.
Do you know which ones?
Oh. I would love to be able to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
And whatever the third most popular language in the world. I'd love to be able to talk to more people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what the third most popular language in the world is? Mandarin?
Probably Mandarin.
Yeah.
Due to probably size, animals, because yeah. there's more animals than people.
Nice. Elephant.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, darn it.
I mean, think about all those insects, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but what if you can only pick three animals?
That's not the question. It's just talk to animals.
All animals? Dr. Doolittle?
That's
Dr.
so many
Doolittle
languages.
In theaters.
Yeah.
January 17th. Make sure you get your tickets on Fandango. I don't know. Let's see here. If your life was a movie, what would it be rated on Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, G.
We gotta rephrase this because it's no, like, is it?
Oh,
is
I
it
see.
Fresh?
I see.
Is it rotten?
Okay,
it's
I'm an
so,
idiot. It's
so
fine.
Nice, though.
No, that's a second. Rated.
I was like, what would it be rated?
So,
okay, so what would it be rated?
Don't swear in real life.
Oh no, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
you're
I guess
a liar,
that's
then.
Fine. All right.
So PG for a potential lie.
Wow! 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 Yeah. What would it be rated? It wouldn't be like a really super interesting movie, so maybe what do they do, percentage? I don't even know.
Right? There's like an audience score and there's a critic score.
Okay, well it's critically acclaimed.
Okay.
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice.
It's a slow art film.
Ooh, they do
avant-garde.
Like those. It's like The Lighthouse. Let's see here. What's your favorite movie since you watch a lot of them?
Oh, Kill Bill.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I have a hard time separating the two. Like when people are like volume one or volume two.
Yes.
I can't separate them.
So you just say
it's
Kill
just
Bill.
One collective film.
I like that.
Yeah.
So then are you a Tarantino fan in general?
I like a lot of his stuff, but that movie is just, it's great.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's your number one Tarantino even.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Good. Do you want to ask one more?
Donald, can I ask one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my permission, powerful man.
There's such a big list. I don't even know where to begin.
Wow.
Just read
this is
first
supposed to be a lightning round, right?
No.
Well, we ran out of music.
Technically, the lightning round is over. So now
slow
I
burn.
Have a microphone. Yeah. Who would play you in a movie?
Ask it that way.
Well, yeah, it forced me to ask a question.
You know, I just watched Jojo Rabbit, and I really love Scarlett Johansson in it. I was like, she's really charming. I feel like she would do a good job playing me.
Yeah.
What's the big movie she's in? The Netflix
Avengers?
One? No. The Marriage Story.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you guys seen that?
No. It's on my queue.
Too real.
She's really good in that one.
You
I
watched
thought.
That?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay.
Yeah, she's really good. I don't laugh out loud too many times at like, purposefully comedic scenes.
Yeah.
But she has a line in that, and I couldn't stop laughing. It's so good. It's so good.
Is it? It's not a comedy, though, right?
I mean, but there's
okay,
jokes.
Okay, there's just funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
there are moments that are supposed to be funny.
Okay.
Like, did you laugh at Joker a lot? Because one of my co-hosts on my movie podcast says it was one of the funniest movies of the year.
Wait, what? Who said that?
Rob. He's got some problems.
No. I mean, I laugh at like inopportune times
for
sure.
Yeah,
there
was
a moment
scenes.
Like, okay, yeah. But he thought it was
Joker,
hilarious.
Like,
he thought it was funnier than Zombieland Double Tap.
Okay.
An intentionally funny comedy.
That's getting weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's getting weird.
Love you, Rob.
Okay, so I want to get into the PodMN app.
Yeah.
I guess when was it launched? Like this like came onto my radar randomly.
It is still we're still in our launch phase actually. So you can get it now. It's available in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. But right now we kind of started out with reaching out to podcasters directly to show them what's available, I guess. Yeah. We're still gearing up to start really promoting it.
And then you were there sort of when it was like a brainstorming period and all of that too then?
I got brought in after the app was already built.
Okay.
So they were looking for somebody who kind of knew the podcasting world.
Yeah.
And Yeah, and so I got matched up with them.
So the people that actually developed it, do you know sort of like where they were coming from? Like, I'm just thinking like they're like, what if we made an app specifically for Minnesota podcasts? Or like, do you know where that story is?
Yeah, so they're a media company, mm-hmm. and they have their own podcast. And so their hope is that, you know, podcasting is a world that is still in its infancy.
Yeah,
like
right.
as far as like media. So their hope is that getting more people to listen to podcasts, that local would be a good in for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because you go into the Apple store and look at the podcasts, and it's just like all the national shows and everything that's like super popular.
Yep.
But you don't know like that a show like this exists.
Right.
You know, there's a show being made locally in Minnesota that I can hear other Minnesotans talk about the things that I care about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really cool. And then like the incentive system where you get the monthly rewards. Like,
yeah.
No one else does that.
Right. Yeah. That's like one of my favorite parts
about
it. I love the idea that like you can connect with your listeners by rewarding them for listening to your show specifically or podcasting in general. I think that there are a lot of people who don't really even know what podcasts are still. And so if they're able to, you know, I'll try that out and see if I can win, you know, a gift card or whatever it is.
Yeah. There's so many like different threads as I'm hearing you talking, because like if somebody said like, hey, use this new podcast app. And I'm like, okay, what does it do? They're like, you can listen to podcasts on. I'm like, no, you're dumb. Like, I'm just going to use the native app.
Right.
And why would I make it more difficult for myself? But then like when I started using it, because of like the reward system, it's just like, wait a minute, I'm going to be listening to these podcasts anyways.
Right.
What if I got like a $10 Caribou gift card out of it? And so it's like, even a skeptic like me,
mm-hmm.
I was hooked so fast.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's really cool. And then like you're saying, like the podcast world is still in its infancy. And it is. And it really is. But it's like, it's this huge thing. I even like tell people like, you know, this world is probably getting like, in terms of shows, like saturated. Like, do you think we're to the point where we can say that, or are we still, is it still kind of soft and we don't know yet? But
I think that there's definitely some saturation in different areas.
Like okay.
we have a lot of true crime podcasts, or, you know, that kind of thing, where I think there's a lot of room to grow in what podcasts can be.
Okay.
Something I think about a lot is how podcasts are the only medium you can really take with you,
sure.
like into a space. And I think there are opportunities for bringing audio into a specific space. So
yep.
if you're like going to a museum or whatever like that, like I just think that there's like, that's just one example
yeah.
of ways that podcasting hasn't really expanded to its full potential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. great. Yeah. Because like you were saying, like when you do like the native app, you do have to break through so much. Like that's
right.
why I say that's what I've been saying to people. I think the podcast world is starting to get saturated because it's so accessible, which is great.
Yeah.
Everyone has a podcast.
Right.
Not all of them have, you know, like a back catalog. Like some of them might be two episodes mm-hmm. or whatever. And so like, this app like make me that much closer to other Minnesota podcasts.
Right.
There's just so many things that work for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easier to find the stuff that you're looking for when you're looking for local stuff, because then one of the things too with podcasting is that it's such an intimate medium
mm-hmm.
that if you can actually connect with the people who are hosting the show. So if you love a movie podcast and you can listen to a movie podcast made in the Twin Cities, that means that every time we do a live show, you can come and like meet us and like meet people who also like the show. And it's like a community
yes.
more than it is, you know, I'm listening to Dax Shepard talk, you know,
yes.
I'm never going to see Dax Shepard.
Yeah,
or whoever. Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite shows. It's not big, right? They have like 1,000 listeners or whatever. But I went to Boston this year to go meet up with them because I've listened to them for 10 years and like I know the people in there. We hang out. We talk all the time on internet, social media. But it's like I went to Boston to go meet these guys.
Yeah.
And that was cool. And there was like 40 of us. And
yeah,
that was just, you know, similar concept of mm-hmm. like right in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Yeah. Right. And you said, so the app is not, it hasn't, there's like no grand release yet. It's still
we haven't done a big promotion yet.
Do you guys have a timeline for that?
Soon.
Okay, nice. First quarter 2020?
I'm hoping so, yeah.
That's awesome.
I think it's kind of going to be a slow build, and then hopefully we'll do some sort of big event or something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm not really sure yet.
Yeah, well, keep me posted, because I want to tell, I really want people to begin to use that, because again, I think it helps you declutter podcasts, and then again, that community aspect of it, and then the rewards aspect.
Yeah, and also, like, it's, you know, the main page is curated to things that are going on. So like this weekend, unfortunately, the Vikings lost. But but all of our podcasts that were featured in the top row were all Vikings podcasts. Yep. So you can hear, you know, Minnesotans talking about the Vikings or some non-Minnesotans. There's one podcast on there from Brazil in Portuguese about the Vikings.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you know how the app itself is listing those types of podcasts where they just mention Minnesota in some way?
Yeah, so I'm doing that.
Okay. I was going to ask, who's curating this?
Yeah, so I'm doing a ton of research and trying to find as many shows as I can. We also have on our website, so podmn.com, podmn.com. You can go there. If you have a podcast, your Minnesota podcast, you can submit your show and then I'll review it. And if it doesn't seem highly offensive, then I'll put it on there.
So if it's a KKK podcast based out of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, that's not making it on the app.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. How did you come across that Portuguese one then? Like, what are you researching?
I mean, Google is a very good resource.
What?
If you search, like on Twitter, I think I came across your podcast because I searched podcasts and then mentions near me on Twitter, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like there's ways to find shows, and then people will say, oh, I came across this show, and they'll let me know. So it's, yeah, let me know if you find a podcast.
Okay, we can do that too. Yeah, if we find something that's Minnesota related.
Yeah, because we want everything on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. And I saw too, like the app, like you said, it's not officially launched, quote unquote. It's still growing. Mm-hmm. I saw that it recently added a search all feature.
Yes, search is on there.
Which is great.
Yeah.
That's how I found Totes Recall, because I don't want an A, B, C, D.
Right, yeah, yeah. At first it was like, oh no, we need search. Like as soon as we started playing around in there. So that took a little time, but we got it going. And
that's great.
Yeah, now it's...
Well, especially for us, we're Q.
Yeah, we're
all the way to the bottom.
No one's ever going on a Q.
No.
But you know what? I think you're the only Q podcast.
Are we? Amazing.
Yeah. You heard it here first. We're the only Q podcast in Minnesota.
That's
so,
amazing.
I mean, if you're thinking about making a podcast in Minnesota, maybe make it start with a Q. So you
do you have a Z podcast that you can call off the top of your head?
I think Z is the one that we don't have one.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's change our name. Twice.
I'm trying to think.
Z Quality on the podcast.
But all that German listens.
Yeah,
I want to say, maybe there's like a Zone Coverage something.
Ah, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know if there are other features that are currently being worked on right now?
There's stuff that we talk about all the time, but I'm trying to think of if there's anything specific. I know we want to be able to feature a single podcast.
Oh, like on the homepage?
Yeah, because right now it's like kind of, we call them drawers.
Yeah.
So those rows of podcasts. So we can have, you know, drawers. But I want to be able to feature a podcast and then tell a story about it.
Yeah.
So if there's a certain episode that is, you know, special or a new show or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a feature that everyone else is excited about. I'm super excited about it.
But it would be cool. I mean, I know I have a couple of times I've opened the app and because it changes, like you're saying, like it changes to Vikings or it'll change to Prince or whatever. So,
well, that's another thing. Okay, so this is a feature that I really think is cool. So we're able to pull in just single episodes as well.
Uh-huh.
So we have some of these drawers that are Minnesota Mention drawers.
Yes.
And so those are national podcasts, but they're talking about something specific Minnesota in that episode. So that's another thing that I am trying to track down, are shows that talk about Minnesota things, so people can find those episodes and they don't have to listen to the entire, you know, or subscribe to
that. So before you got here, I was telling the dudes about that and they're like, wait, so is it only shows produced in Minnesota? And I was like, no, because I've seen national podcasts on there too.
Like Minnesota-centric.
Yes.
And then shows that are made here.
Yeah. And that was my guess. I'm glad that you defined that. How then, as the curator, how do you know, this ESPN show talked about the Vikings in this episode? How do you know that?
It's a lot of searching again.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And then listening to the show. And yeah, I'm... that I might have to find a little bit of a more streamlined process.
Yeah.
But yeah, for now, that's what it is. It's just a lot of like looking for stuff specifically. Wow. Yeah.
Are you good at trivia? I'm pretty good at trivia. Yeah?
Yeah, I used to play trivia every Tuesday night.
Yeah. I just imagine you listening to, like, having to listen to these episodes and you just collect all these little nuggets as you do your work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. And then is the reward system too, will that be like sustainable long term, do you think? Like, I think that's one of the biggest winners about PodMN. It's so cool. So I hope that you're able to continue
that's
that.
That's like part of our process is that we have, you know, stuff for prizes and then, or for rewards. And then we also eventually want to be able to open that up more to podcasters. So if you are give away 2 tickets to a live show or something like that, and if you listen to 2 hours of our podcast this week or whatever it is. Yeah.
That's really cool. Cool. Well, shifting to, I guess, podcast, unless you guys have questions about PodMN.
No, I'll have to download and check it out.
Yeah, yeah, please do. I like it. I like it.
Thank you.
So I guess shifting to just podcasting more in general, we talked about how the podcasting world is still in its infancy. Like you said, there are some areas where, it is a little saturated and we're going to have to figure out how to navigate all of that. Why do you think the podcast world has just sort of blown up the way it has?
Yeah, I feel like it really started... Because I've been listening to podcasts for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I remember coming across... I'm a big comedy nerd, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I would follow comedians on Twitter, and then they'd be like, I'm going to be on this podcast. And I was like, I've seen that on iTunes before.
Yep.
So I finally downloaded one, and I was like, this is the best.
Yeah.
Like, it's so great. I can listen to it when I'm on the bus or whatever. But it really... feels like people didn't really know what they were when I would say, like, oh, I listened to this great podcast. What is a podcast?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Until, you know, Serial came out. And that, I think the true crime thing really is the key to why it became so popular. I think people just became obsessed with true crime, and then that was kind of an entry point for it.
Yeah.
But I also think that people realize that because podcasting is so intimate and you can really connect to your audience, that it is like a very powerful tool if you're trying to connect with your people.
Yeah. I just remember, I think it was one of you guys that first told me about podcasts, the concept. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, so you download someone talking, or like it's the radio, but you download it. And so like, it just didn't even make sense. Like, why would anybody even need this? That's how I felt when I first heard about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And around that time, too, it was more like stream videos. Like, everyone's talking about, if you want to be a content creator, YouTube is where you go. Like, the push for YouTube was there. I'm just like, wait, what is this podcast thing?
Yeah.
But it's awesome. It's great.
Yeah. I think another big part of it, too, is that when I first started listening to podcasts, I would have to download it from my computer onto my iPod.
Oh,
like, it was not an easy process to get it onto your listening device. And now it's just on your phone.
Yeah.
Any phone you have, there's a native app to listen to podcasts. So it's just that much easier to get that information and content.
Yeah. Way more accessible.
Yeah. And I think that, there's something like I said, like, you can bring a podcast with you anywhere where like, you can't really just sit and watch YouTube videos.
Yeah.
So you're
an early adopter. So you've kind of been on this journey since the beginning.
Yeah.
And then now, as this content curator, you're really sort of tapped into kind of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm thinking about the PodMN app. What does it mean something else to be a Minnesotan podcaster? Like, I just, you know, with like film or like TV or anything, you know, you think about New York and LA. Like, if you want to do creative work that way, you go out. Do we have like a sliver, a niche here in Minnesota when it comes to podcasting?
You know, I think that there is something to Minnesota podcasts, because we have a lot of big players here in the podcast. Like, APM is here. Uh-huh. Like, they're one of the biggest content creators. And so I think that there's something to kind of storytelling, you know. And then we also have, I can't remember what it's called now. It used to be called Prairie Home Companion, but like that kind of radio audio storytelling is something that like is special here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there is something to also like community.
Yes.
In Minnesota, community is very important. And Minnesotans love everything about Minnesota. They love talking about Minnesota.
We sure do.
Yeah,
we
sure do. You betcha.
Yeah.
You betcha. Are you a native Minnesotan then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in St. Louis Park.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So then, is there a next step for Minnesotan podcasters? Like, I assume not everyone around the country is listening to like our podcast because we're from Minnesota. Like, is there, or are there people that you've connected with that does make our community special?
Yeah, I think something that I can see happening, like that is just around the corner here, is that podcasting, because it's so new, people were just like, I don't know, I'll get some microphones and I'll start a show, and you're kind of figuring it out on your own. But I think that something that is starting to emerge is a sense of the podcasting community here, mm-hmm. and the capability to help each other out and make our shows better and improve as a whole rather than just as like independent groups.
Yeah.
So I can feel that happening right now in Minnesota. And I think that that's going to be something that I always want to happen is for Minnesota to be like the Hollywood of podcasting.
Yeah.
Like, come here if you want to make a good show.
Yeah.
Because we know what we're doing here.
I'm so glad you brought that up. And it does, again, show that you have your pulse on podcasting because we've done collaborations with other shows.
Yeah.
And so those were some of my like favorite times. We've been on the Water Cooler Talk podcast. We've been on the Duck Grey Duke podcast. I'm going to hop on Fallon's Heartbroken podcast one of these times, mm-hmm. too. And no one's like, if you come on my show, it's going to cut into my space a little bit.
Right.
No one is like that.
Yeah. It's podcasting is special. it's really like it's a community rather than competition, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you connected? Like, are there any ones that like that you know of that you've formed a bond with that we should begin to look at, too?
Which shows?
Yeah, that you've been sort of collaborating with or...
Yeah, I have some friends that are on Wine and Crime. Have you heard of that show?
No.
Wine and Crime is awesome. It's these three women and they drink wine and talk about true crime and they're hilarious.
Yes.
I would highly recommend that show. There's the Matriarch Digital Media.
Mm-hmm.
Twyla Dang is doing some awesome work in making shows for, Gen X. I always want to say Gen Z now. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gen X women.
Yeah.
She noticed that a lot of shows were like, oh, this is how you lose weight. And, you know, now that you're a mom or whatever it is. And so she's like, I want to make content for women that is like true and not like all that garbagey, like, you know, stuff that women are fed all the time.
Yeah.
So she's making some really cool shows. And she's also, she runs a women in podcasting meetup once a month.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So women can, if you haven't started a podcast, you can learn how to do that and connect with other people making shows. Or if you have been doing it for a long time, you can kind of learn about what's going on in that world. And there's lots of people doing lots of cool stuff.
Yeah. You just got to look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you're saying too, like, you know, there are shows for women, but maybe not specifically Gen X women. So they're finding their own space there. Because we're talking about like there are some areas that are saturated. If you were to start a brand new show tomorrow.
Yeah.
What would the premise be? And what would you call it?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That's a big one. Dropping the bomb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Like, what is there a void? And so obviously people talk about sports. There are tons of comedies.
So many sports podcasts. Mm-hmm. I think we have like over 40 Vikings podcasts on the app.
Wow.
You know what there aren't a lot of, though, is women talking about sports.
Oh, wow.
Or even like the Lynx, things like that. Like I said, the Vikings are covered. No one needs to make a Vikings podcast. I think there are stories that are not being told.
Yes,
I think that there are communities that are underrepresented,
mm-hmm.
In the general media.
Yep.
And so I would love to hear those kinds of stories. I'd love to hear more stories or more shows from young people.
Yeah.
I think that they have a really unique perspective that and could make some really cool stuff. And like I said, like podcasting has a lot, can expand in a lot of ways. So I would love to see shows that aren't just people talking about topics. Like something that, like, you know, something more immersive, something tell a story in a different way than you've heard before.
Yeah.
You know, try something new.
I don't think that's too far away because a lot of schools are focusing on podcasting or making this, like, Jack, I don't know if you remember Jack, but he asked me, he's like, hey, do you think you can ask Min if I can, we started where he's at YZ, he's like, we're starting a podcasting class.
Yeah.
If we could come in and see the studio.
Yeah.
And I'll ask, but whatever. So, like, that's happening.
I'll say yes.
I'll say yes.
On the spot.
I'll ask on the podcast.
But you got to listen to the episode to hear your answer, Jack. But I think it's just not too far away because kids are involved and they have their devices and they're recording podcasts and doing, you know, like we did a radio drama in high school.
Yeah.
And you destroyed the evidence.
Oh, no.
Sorry, man.
And like that was before radio
drama. My hard drive was full.
Like that was the thing. Like, it was cool. We had fun doing it. And like now there's like, that's a section in podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, we did that when we were 17. Like,
yeah, we were making podcasts before podcasts.
Essentially.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Dawson.
I mean, I have like tapes of my brother and I, like, you know, recording different, like pretending we're on the radio. I feel like it's something that like kids can do, you know?
Yes.
Video is a little bit harder. You need a tripod and all that stuff. But like just talking into a microphone, like people have things to say.
You're so
and stories
right.
to tell.
You're so right. Like even if it's just like not in a recording capacity, but like it's just an amplifier and a mic, when you hand someone a mic, they just kind of become like a character, don't they? And they just like begin like telling stories or something.
Yeah.
So even just like thinking of it that way, like, well, now you're just recording it and you're putting out in the world a different way.
Yep.
That makes total sense. Yeah. Everyone can do it.
Everyone can, yeah.
When you were saying like you had ideas for like, you know, like what if more youth created podcasts and like we told other stories that are underrepresented, is the reason that those shows don't exist now, are the reasons still kind of the same, like historical barriers that have been in the place, like underrepresented communities don't have podcasts because, well, not enough resources go to them. Mm. Like, or is it some other like weird thing that's happening in the podcasting world that is prohibiting some of those like more, I don't want to say more interesting, but unique stories that aren't being told? Like, how come those haven't emerged?
Yeah, I guess I don't know for sure.
Right,
so
right.
I'm going to have to just guess. But yes. It probably is a resource thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have the people around you who already know how to do the thing, like, then it makes it a little bit more difficult. But I think there's also, like, podcasting, like, people don't know what podcasting is necessarily.
Right.
You know, so the more that people learn about it and what it can do, I think the more likely it is that people are going to say, I have stories to tell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Or questions to ask.
Right, yeah, like, exactly. If you don't know it's a thing, you're not even going to begin to ask questions.
Yeah.
And that gives me hope because I feel like, I mean, getting the word out about things is not, I don't want to say it's an easy barrier, but at least like hearing you say that, I'm like, okay, it's just an awareness issue. And like you said, there's a resource issue too, but like the more people that know about this growing platform and they have a story to tell and they're like, that's actually a great medium to tell this story.
Yeah.
Then maybe it does emerge.
And I think something that I'm excited about with Pod MN is that like I have the ability to now feature shows that are not just like a celebrity talking about, you know, whatever. Like there are shows out there. They're just hard to find too.
Yeah.
There's so many. I think it's over like 750,000 podcasts.
Yeah.
It's a lot of podcasts to dig through.
Not 4.6 billion.
Yeah,
Fallon. Oh, yeah, our guest in our previous episode guessed how many podcasts there are in the world. She was being hyperbolic. But,
4.63 billion.
Wow. That's a lot.
How many podcasts or how many hours of podcasting do you think you listen to in an average week?
Oh, God,
here we go.
So many. I mean, I don't know. I should keep track of that.
Because, like, it's your life.
I'll listen to them at work, and then I also listen to them, like, in my free time.
Right.
So it's like, probably, like, it's definitely over 40 hours. It's a full-time of listening to podcasts.
It's your baby.
Yeah.
I've just recently, like, as I do chores or, like, wash dishes, like, I'll put in an earphone and listen to podcasts. I'm like, why haven't I done this forever?
Yeah.
Or like, I was at Target the other day.
I was going to say, next level is doing it at Target.
Yes.
Because like, I don't want to, nobody's going to talk to me.
Right.
Nobody's going to ask me if I need to find anything. So I'm just going to listen to Joe Rogan.
I was always just thinking like, I'm going out. I got to be present. But I'm like, No, I don't interact with anybody. No. I just turn it off when I go to the cashier. Or like
self-checkout, bro.
Sometimes I'm just not about that life. I don't know why. But yeah, I'm listening to more and more too.
Yeah.
Yes, I did find everything. Thank you.
That's really interesting.
You have a great day.
You say that to the auto checkout machine?
Why would you stop listening to your podcast?
You have to look at yourself in the camera.
Oh, yeah. I always
that
look up,
is
like,
so uncomfortable.
I know.
That's the worst part about it. I'm like, why do I have to look at myself?
But
while
not
I'm
all stores have that, right? But
no,
Target does.
Target definitely does. Yeah.
Yeah, they're watching me.
We should do a podcast on that.
Okay.
Ooh, just nice. The camera.
Self-checkout cameras.
And have the show start with a Z. But you were going to say something.
Oh, what was I going to say?
I did it again.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. So when you're in the store, are you using like earbuds?
True wireless earbuds,
okay.
Yes.
All right. That's what, because I was thinking, like, I wouldn't listen to that, but I have, like, over-the-ear headphones. I've never listened to it while I was shopping before because I feel like that would be weird.
That would
but
be
like,
weird.
Yeah, yeah. Little
I do AirPods if I go to Target. Yeah. I'm not using these. I'll take my dog for a walk, I'll wear these, but.
Even AirPods can be risky.
It's just interesting. Why? Like, I wonder if that's opening up more doors for that even, like, to have, like, just smaller headphones.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's interesting.
Like you said, it's not as awkward. I feel like if I had these things on, I feel like I'd be actively like messaging to people, don't talk to me, man. Don't come up here.
Yeah.
Why does that matter?
Huh?
Would you go up and talk to them anyways?
I mean, if they came up and talked to me, I would talk to them.
Okay.
Wait, what are you asking?
I'm confused. Like you said, it was risky to wear AirPods and listen to.
Well, your AirPods, like you can see them. Mine are like tinier than AirPods.
Oh. Yeah, but I usually wear like a hat. And I cover my AirPods, like my...
Oh, okay.
Whatever, I mean...
What do you use? There's no wire and they're smaller than AirPods?
A lot of people are like selling more and more of those, like the true wireless ones.
Uh-huh.
Like they had wireless headphones that like wrapped around your neck. Remember those?
Yeah.
Those ugly things? But
I
now,
have a pair of those.
But oh, no. But now it's just like, it's almost like, you know when CIA agents like just tap on their ear like that?
It's an AirPod without the little stick at the end.
Yeah.
It just goes right
into my ear.
Sony makes
I do have a problem with that little stick at the end.
Right.
Why is it there?
It's a microphone.
Oh, it's a microphone.
Yeah, but other ones that also have a microphone don't have that.
Well, they don't sound as
good. You didn't have to design it that way,
they
Apple.
Don't sound as good.
I don't know, maybe.
The new AirPods, it's a shorter stick.
So even they're aware it's stupid.
It's whatever.
See? But do you get what we're talking about now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should invest, man. It's changed my life.
Yeah, AirPods.
You don't have to get AirPods, but what do you rock, Beth?
You have an Android device.
I have some Bose headphones.
Oh, and then it's over the ear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should get
noise canceling. They're the best on airplanes.
Yeah,
yes. Shut out everything. It's great.
The noise canceling is clutch, which more and more of the true wireless models are trying to like the new Sony ones.
Yeah, the new AirPods.
Oh, really? Do they have noise canceling?
Yeah.
Nice. It's not noise reduction.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Right.
The little stick at the end, it hears out.
That's what the stick's for.
Seriously,
for
it takes it in and then it blocks. It's like it runs through like.
Because you do need
processing.
A mic. You do need for active sound cancellation, you do need a mic because the physics of sound.
Do you
sound.
Wear those when you work out?
Yeah, dude. It stays in my ear too.
How long have you had them for?
I've been wrong. I've on my second model now, but I've had them for like 2 years now. They're great, man. Changed my life.
Yeah. Because I think one of the knocks with those. Is like if you work out with them and like the sweat, it can like break it down after time, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I can see that happening, but I don't sweat that much, I guess.
Not working hard enough.
I don't know. Yeah. I do want to shift to your podcast,
sure.
Totes Recall.
Yeah.
Can you tell us like how that came to be? Because it's four hosts.
Yes. So all four of us do improv. And so we met through improv and we were at a Halloween party and we were trying to remember. Okay, I've never seen this movie, but they were trying to remember the plot of Little Children.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like so, I don't know, it just went off the rails and it was just really funny. And so we just were like, this would be a very funny podcast, kind of as a joke. And then like the next day we were like, actually, that might be a really funny podcast. And it was super fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, and at the time I actually was working for Andrew Zimmern, who used to host Bizarre Foods. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that show is still his show.
It's in syndication, for sure.
And so I was producing his podcast. So I had like the know-how And so, yeah, we decided to watch Minority Report.
That's the first episode?
Yeah, that was our pilot episode. Yep. But I think the first one we released was Batman Forever, which...
Oh, nice.
Molly and I both thought was Batman and Robin, and it is not.
Oh, but it's the one with Robin.
Is this the Val Kilmer one?
Yes, okay. Val Kilmer.
Is it Arnold? Is Arnie in that one?
No, see, that's Batman and Robin.
Oh my God!
This one has Tommy Lee Jones.
Two-Face. Yes, yeah, it's Two-Face and the Riddler.
Okay,
yeah. Jim Carrey. Okay. Yeah. So the whole first half, we are trying to remember. Yep. Like, we're like, oh, is this the one with you know Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever? And yeah, it was just it went really well. I think because our memories are so bad.
Yeah. So what we just did, we were playing Totes Recall right there.
Yeah.
Like, is that the one with Arnie?
Yeah. That's and then someone is like, no, it's not.
Yeah. And now that you say that too, it makes total sense that you, like when I listen, I get like an improv vibe. So you saying like, yeah, we're all four of us are from the improv world.
Yeah.
I can hear it because it's always yes and.
There's a lot of yes and going on. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite or do you have an episode that sticks out?
Little Mermaid is our most popular episode.
Oh.
But, we just did, okay, see, this is how terrible my memory is. Return of the Jedi. Is that, that's the third one?
This guy will know.
Yes. Okay. Star Wars episode 6.
Okay. Or as we call it, the sixth one, the third one.
Yeah, right, yes.
So, yeah, that episode specifically was like the most fun because anytime there's like a sequel to a movie, we usually mix up like what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And, yeah, Molly, one of my co-stars, I guess, just could not remember any of the names.
Yeah.
I believe she called Obi-Wan Kenobi Benjamin Obadi.
Yes, what? That's not even close.
She's like, what's his name? Benjamin Obadi?
Why? I mean, maybe.
Who is that?
Because he goes by Ben Kenobi in the first one. So, like... She's trying to get fancy. Like, maybe his name is Benjamin.
Benjamin Kenobi. Okay. Even Benjamin Kenobi is way off.
So there is foundation for this
there is
name.
Foundation. Yes. But she also called the characters Luke and Laura.
It's kind of a clutch one. Like, that's a big one.
Yeah. That episode was super fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, so that one sticks out.
It's a recent one, too.
I'm going to ask, is there, because you have more podcasts, is there a that you run across on the Mandela effect?
I have not, but
that might be
by the way, I have seen the movie, what is it now? Not Shazam. Is Shazam the real one or the fake one?
Shazam?
Huh? Do you know about Shazam and Kazam?
Kazam is the one.
Sinbad?
So everything that doesn't exist.
Yes. Do you know about this?
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Okay.
What?
It does exist.
No, it's not a movie.
What?
Oh, that's right.
There is... Shaq, because
there's a
movie.
Shaq one,
yeah,
and that was called Shazam.
Shazam, okay.
But not like Shazam.
Kazam.
It's Kazam.
It's Kazam.
Well, Kazam with Sinbad, right?
Wait, which one is Shaq?
That's Kazam.
It's Kazam.
Yeah, Kazam is the one with Shaq.
Yeah.
And then Shazam is a movie that I saw with my dad that stars Sinbad.
Doesn't exist.
I believe this truly.
And it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. And other people say that they've seen the movie. It does not exist.
But
and
you
so
saw
it's
it
like,
with your dad.
No.
Yeah. That's what I remember seeing it with my dad. And I talked to my dad and he's like, yeah, I remember seeing that movie.
I'm telling you, this stuff is
it's so fascinating. What? I think it's fascinating because there's a lot of like stuff that I'm like, no. Like I don't believe in ghosts and things.
Right.
You know what I mean? That kind of
same.
Thing. But I'm like, I know I saw that movie. And so it's something weird happening with the Mandela effect is a mass misremembering.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Like I'll drop one on you. Think of the Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah.
The logo, right?
Yeah.
What's the first thing that pops in your head when I say Fruit of the Loom?
Fruit.
But what's the logo look like?
There's a grape.
Grapes.
What else?
Yeah.
Keep going.
I don't know.
Apple.
Do you remember like what's
there's a banana?
Fruit. Do you remember the cornucopia on the back?
No.
You don't?
No.
Dean?
I was going to say, like, leaves when you're going to ask
neither
me.
Of you remember, remember the cornucopia?
No.
Oh, not my really God. I'm not really looking at my underwear.
All right. All right. So then you guys are from the other dimension.
We are?
Because every other person I talk to is like cornucopia. Doesn't
no,
exist.
No, 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 no. We're not from the... We're from this dimension. You guys are from the other dimension.
Okay, fine.
Don't get us
but
fucked
But I'm saying,
up.
Like, that's so rare that people are like, no, I don't even remember the cornucopia.
So
that's like one of the most common ones that people are just like, what?
Wow.
And it doesn't exist. It's never in the history of their logos. And like,
so you think you can make an entire podcast around the Mandela effect?
Hundreds of things.
Yeah.
Like Tony the Tiger's nose. You can go on a whole episode on what color is his nose?
Black.
It's blue.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was kind of thinking that as I said it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the box. But within this context.
Yeah. But that's one of the things, right? Yeah. Like, and like Fruit of the Looms, was it spelled FRUIT or FROOT? Like just little things like that. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember off the top of my head, but that's one of the things.
Fucking asshole. All
right. I'm just saying, like, that's a very common one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it'd be a really fun. It could be like a mini series.
So you've never come across a Mandela Effect podcast yet?
Well, I haven't searched it out, but there might be one. I'm
Idea
sure
Mandela.
Oh.
It's Minnesota.
But it's got to start with the Z, though.
The Minnesota.
The Z's silent, all right?
Yes. If I open up the MN Pod app tomorrow, and the first thing I see is Mandela Effect, I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be so happy. You said which episode was the most popular?
The Little Mermaid.
Why? Like, what happened on that episode that made it so great?
I think people just are seeking out Disney content. Because a lot of people find our show because they're searching specifically for a podcast about that movie. Mm-hmm. So Beetlejuice is also a very popular one. People are searching for Beetlejuice content.
Did you guys have one on Beetlejuice?
I can't. Oh, no. We said it three times. yes. Yeah, we did it. We did a Beetlejuice episode.
Nice. How was that one?
It's great. I think they're all great.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. They're all your children.
I think they're all super fun. And some, you know, we get into goofier parts than others.
Yeah.
And some are a little bit more serious. Like, I don't want to say serious. They're all funny.
Yes.
But, like, some we'll talk about a little bit more, like, oh, that did not hold up or that is not appropriate anymore or whatever. Mm. Yeah.
Which you guys said for the Terminator 2 movie.
Yeah.
I love that if you have sequels, you just blur the two movies together. That's what you guys did on Terminator 2. Like, is Arnie I was actually kind of surprised that you guys, like, is Arnie the bad one in this, like, Terminator? Because I love Terminator 2.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no! I was like in my car, like, no, you idiots!
Exactly.
Not the bad one!
That is the feedback we get the most.
Okay, good.
Is that people yell at us all the time. So we're actually working on setting up a voicemail so people can call us and, like, yell at us on the voicemail. Because I do think that if you love a movie, you know the movie so well.
Yeah.
Like I don't know that we could ever do Kill Bill on the podcast because I'd be like, no, you dummies, that's not what happens. But the Star Wars ones especially, people will get a little, we always say shut up nerds at the beginning of the podcast.
Love it.
Because we're like, we know. The point is that we don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars fans are the worst.
Yeah, tell me about it.
We really are. We're terrible.
You're a Star Wars fan. You're a Vikings fan. What else are you the worst at?
I mean, whatever. Just, I'm the worst. So, like, just pile it on.
what reviews are coming up? How do you guys decide? Like, do you guys have a list?
Yeah, we have a whole list going. So we usually just kind of make decisions, like, based on other movies that might be coming out or... We try to work with synergy.
Yes.
Our February episode will be Frozen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is probably our most recent movie that we've ever done.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, too. Do you guys have a cutoff? Like, it can't be after 2000 or, like, what do you do?
We don't have, like, a date cutoff, but we try to have it so we haven't seen the movie for a really long time. Okay. So I think Frozen is, like, we all saw it kind of when it came out.
Right.
And so it was... you know, far enough away that, and we, you know, at the time, the two of the hosts are parents now, but at the time, none of us were parents, so it wasn't like...
So you guys watch Frozen, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't like we've seen it a million times. I think it will be enjoyable for people who have seen it with their kids thousands of times.
Yeah.
Because they must know the movie really well.
What do you remember from Frozen?
Well, I just saw it recently.
Oh, okay.
For the show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Scratch that.
We have it recorded.
But I just want to ask a question. You know the scene with Olaf?
Yeah.
Where he's melting?
Mm-hmm.
Is he on drugs?
Is he on drugs?
How can he go into, like, his own mind? Like, it just seems like it's like an LSD trip scene.
Sure. Sure. Well, I think that's the imagination of an imaginary snowman.
Yeah, man.
So beautiful. Well,
there
we
go. There we go. Come on.
Well, but here I am.
He just wants to live in summer, all right?
Here I am trying to make Olaf into a drug addict. You guys are so
but
pure.
He is made of cocaine. So.
Yes. Thank you, Beth.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Just kidding.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. What are your movie tastes? What do you like cocaine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And would you do a snowman amount of cocaine? What are your movie tastes outside of Totes Recall?
I love going to movies, so I'll see a lot of stuff. I won't see a scary movie, probably.
Oh, you won't do that? Okay.
No. I'll see something that's, like, intense, mm-hmm. like, or, like, but, yeah, scary movies are a little bit out of my range.
Yes. What is the scary movie that like sticks out for you? Like, is there one that made you say no more scary movies?
No, I just like don't want to see them.
Okay. Fair enough.
I feel like just the like posters alone or like the ads that are on TV, I'm
that'll
like,
get
that's
you.
Too much.
Oh wow.
Like I don't need to see any of the Saw movies.
Yeah.
Like I've seen the cover of the DVD. I don't need to see Saw.
Yeah. I mean,
good for you.
You're not missing a ton. And especially with like I see a lot of horror movies and they're not very good. There's a lot of them are just not good.
Yeah.
They're just boring and like they're trying to replicate and do the same thing. So you're not missing a ton. There's only a handful that I think that's really stand out that like, all right, that's a true horror movie that's gonna stand the test of time.
Yeah.
Like A Quiet Place is phenomenal. I love that. It's one of my, you know.
But that's why I watch horror movies because a lot of them are so bad.
I guess.
Sure.
But I want something that's going to like the first It Chapter 1.
Yeah.
That movie creeped me out. I was scared for like, not scared, but I was creeped out.
I
was scared.
It's a big strong man.
I didn't run up the stairs when I turned the lights off in the basement for 6 months. But like, A Quiet Place is good. It's a horror. It's tense. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. Like it's like an experience in the movie theater where it's like you didn't want to eat your popcorn because it was quiet, and you don't want to be the guy crunching on your popcorn.
Yeah,
while it's everybody silent. And that was a cool piece to me.
See, I think that movie especially would be hard for me because I do not like jump scares.
Oh yeah,
I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Like immediate. Ugh, I just hate that feeling.
It's so, like adrenaline going.
Yeah. What was I'm
sweaty.
I don't feel good.
Why I for some reason I keep thinking Us, but what was the first Jordan Peele movie that
Get
came
out.
Out? Get Out.
Yep.
So I watched Get Out with a friend, and they just told me like a scary moment is about to happen, and then I was able to like kind of brace myself because I enjoyed the movie, but I just was like, I don't want to have that feeling of ugh. Like I just do not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary movies are fun. Scary movies are fun. Again, it's just because like Get Out. Like, would you say that's a true horror movie though? Get Out.
It's more suspense.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thriller. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. There's some gore in there.
Yes, yes.
For sure. Yeah.
But like when you think of like horror movie, you're thinking of like Jason.
Yeah.
Or like to me, because I don't believe in like ghosts and stuff, like I go into those movies, like true horror movies, like this is a joke. This like it's I feel like I'm supposed to sort of laugh at these movies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I just need an attitude change from when
there
I was,
go.
Like, a little kid. Like, it is, like, definitely from, like,
oh, yeah.
you know, going to a sleepover and everyone's like, I want to watch this movie. I'm like, no, I'll never sleep.
I gotta go home. I don't want to be here.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, to me, I'm glad you said it, like, A Quiet Place, though, because, like, to me, like, my favorite scary movie is, like, Donnie Darko.
Mm.
And it's not supposed to be a scary movie. But that movie creeps me out
more than...
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know those movies are like how they're going to go. The one person's like Quiet Place, it feels like the stakes are higher.
Yeah.
Same
it's
thing
scary.
With, yeah, it's stakes and you're like, oh, they could all die.
Right.
And that's kind of cool. That's unique. Like, that's when I can't guess how your movie's going to end, that's in a horror movie at least in the first 5 minutes, then I'm in.
Yeah.
Like Cabin in the Woods, that's not really a horror movie.
Yeah.
True.
It's a parody.
Mm-hmm. It's a parody, but it's like was built up forever as like horror movie. And you get there and you're like, what the hell is this?
Right.
Have you ever had to walk out of a movie because it had some horror elements that you weren't expecting?
Ooh.
No, I have not done that before. No, usually I just close my eyes.
Okay.
Nope. Well played. I paid for this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What about just a movie in general? Have you walked out of one recently? Or
no, I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie before.
Good for you.
I know that when I was a really little kid, my dad and my brother and I went to go see a Batman movie. It probably was Batman and Robin. And we had to leave halfway through because my brother was like just too
bored.
Like all over the place. I think he was probably too young to enjoy it. Yep. So he was like crawling over the seats and stuff. And it was like, I was mad at him for a while.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Yeah. Because you actually walked out of a film. Right? Is it Will Ferrell?
No, we talked about walking out.
But you didn't actually do
it. We're half an hour into it.
Holmes
and Watson?
Holmes and Watson.
Oh, wow.
Like, it can't get much worse, and then it didn't get better, and it kept, yeah.
Okay.
We wanted to leave, but it was only like an hour and a half movie, so I'm like, there's only an hour left.
Okay.
How bad could it be?
Nice. Do you do award season, Beth?
Do I do award
seasons? So like, yeah, are you looking forward to the Oscars? Like, are you ready for that, or?
You know, I haven't really been into it before, mm-hmm. I guess. But my boyfriend and his friends are super like into it.
Yeah.
So we kind of have been gearing up for trying to watch as many movies as we can.
Yeah.
They do a party and
how many
all
have
that.
You seen of the?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look at the list. But for sure, like if I had to pick a movie, I don't think any of the actors were nominated, but Parasite was the best movie I saw this year. So that movie was incredible.
Yes.
See, the problem, like the thing with award shows that I don't like, and I agree, Parasite was phenomenal. I don't like it because it's all just a bribe fest.
Sure. Yeah.
Is it?
It's yeah, because it is. It's all bribe fest.
Yeah.
Send these voters to parties, and they're like, "Here's your gift basket. It's got $100,000 of stuff in it. Yeah. Consider us."
Yeah.
It's a thing. That's all they do. So it's like. Yeah, some of it might be driven just by
it's a part of it
popularity. Yeah. But if we go off of that, then Avengers Endgame should win everything because it shattered all the records, and it's not. It's not going to win Best Picture. It's only nominated for like Best Visual Effects.
Yeah,
whatever. So like, I mean, if we go off of popularity, but then it's just no.
But I'm so glad it's not based. Like, I feel like the Grammys music is based off of popularity. So like, that's why I appreciate the Oscars so much more because it's still about like. I mean, you can probably argue, is it actually about artistic integrity? But there's still components of that. And so, like, for best film, it might be a film that made $1 million at the box office, like, globally.
Yeah.
And it still gets nominated. I'm like, yes, because it's a good movie.
Yeah.
And so, like, I still appreciate it for that.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad you said Parasite. I'm so glad you've seen it.
Oh,
I was
so
blown
good.
Away.
It was amazing. I didn't know what it was about at all.
It's kind of hard to tell from the trailer.
Yeah, and I was just like, this movie is so good. Like, walked out of the theater very happy with what
I saw. Was it too scary?
No, it was very tense.
Yes.
It's super tense, but no, I didn't feel like it was too scary.
Yeah.
I might have closed my eyes a couple times.
A couple times? Yeah. I'm not trying to give anything away. I was going to bring up some stuff. I'm like,
I still need to see it.
Yeah. Everyone should go see it.
Yeah, because I had seen that. I went to a special screening of Star Wars. What's this last one called? Star Wars?
Rise of the Skywalker.
Cool.
Or The Rise of Skywalker. Sorry.
To a screening of that. The very next day, I went to go see a screening of Parasite.
Okay.
And like when I went to Rise of Skywalker, I went with a friend, and we were talking about, what do you think is going to happen? And I basically predicted the whole movie before like it started. I'm not applauding myself. I'm just saying anybody could have predicted it.
Right.
That my point is anybody could have predicted it. So then I go and see Parasite and it was such like a palate cleanser. I'm like, what is happening
right
now?
There was not a moment in there where I was like, I knew what was going to happen next.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, it's just, I'm glad that you want that to win too.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be rooting for. Great. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap up here. Thank you. So Pod MN, check it out. First quarter of 2020 will be the official launch.
Yeah.
And then Totes Recall. English is hard.
Yeah, it can be hard.
English is hard. Where can people find that?
We're at totesrecall.com, and that will have links to all the places you can hear us and find us on the internet. So,
Do you have social media handles for Totes Recall?
At Totes Recall Pod, I believe, on Twitter, and at Totes Recall on Instagram.
Perfect. All right, Dahl, you want to get us out of here?
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to have to check out Totes Recall. You can connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Quality Under Pressure. You can follow us on Twitter at QUP Podcast. And you're listening to us here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, but you should also check out MN Pod and listen to us there. Get some cool stuff for yourself and shoot us an email at qualityunderpressure@gmail.com and we will see you next time.